Morning Watch, Making Ourselves Ready for the Lord's Coming, Week 2. Making Ourselves Ready for the Lord's Coming by Growing in Life Unto Maturity. Thursday. Related Verses. Galatians 4:19. My children with whom I travail again in birth until Christ is formed in you. 2 Corinthians 3:18. But we all with unveiled face, beholding and reflecting, like a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, even as from the Lord's Spirit. Romans 8:15-29. For you have not received a spirit of slavery, bringing you into fear again, but you have received a spirit of sonship, in which we cry, Abba, Father. 29. Because those whom he foreknew, he also predestinated to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. Colossians 2:19. And not holding the head, out from whom all the body, being richly supplied and knit together by means of the joints and sinews, grows with the growth of God. Hebrews 5:13-14. For everyone who partakes of milk is inexperienced in the word of righteousness, for he is an infant. 14. But solid food is for the full grown, who, because of practice, have their faculties exercised for discriminating between both good and evil. Colossians 3:4. When Christ our life is manifested, then you also will be manifested with him in glory. Related reading. We all know that the purpose of God's salvation is to work in us so that we may have his image. To be mature is to have the Lord fully formed in us. It also means that we, those who have been saved, have been fully transformed into the Lord's image. Originally, we were men who were merely natural, not having the life of the Lord, the nature of the Lord, or the image of the Lord within us. However, through the salvation of the Lord, the Lord has added himself into us. Since the time of our regeneration and salvation, the Lord has been adding himself into us, causing us to have his life and nature. In other words, from the time of our salvation, the Lord has been working in us so that we may have his image. When the Lord has fully worked his image into us, and is fully expressed out from within us, then we will be mature in life. In the epistles, we see that the Galatians undoubtedly believed in the Lord. Their sins were forgiven, and they had the life of God. Yet they lived by themselves, relying too much on themselves rather than on the life of Christ. The Apostle Paul said to them, "My children with whom I travail again in birth." Why did he travail again in birth for them? It was for Christ to be formed in them. The unique purpose of God's salvation is for God to come into us and mingle himself with us. God wants to come into us to be our life, and to grow in us. The ultimate goal of our salvation is for us, the saved ones, to be mingled with God, that Christ may make his home in our hearts through faith, as our life, and that we may grow up unto maturity. The goal of God's salvation is that the believers gradually grow and mature in life until, consummately, they are exactly the same as Christ. How does God accomplish such a salvation? First, He sent his only begotten Son to die on the cross for our sins. Then, in Christ and as the Spirit, he enters into us to live in us as our life. Christ is not only living in us, but also growing in us. He intends to grow, to be formed, and to mature in us. This is God's saving way. To grow unto maturity means that Christ lives in us as our life, and that he continually grows in us to the extent that he is formed in us. When Christ is fully formed in us, we will be mature in his life. If we do not grow and mature, we will remain in the childish stage, unable to comprehend God's word of righteousness, which is like solid food. Hence, the Hebrew believers in the early days, we will be unable to comprehend the revelation of God's deeper word, and thus be unable to participate in God's New Testament economy. The wisdom in God's economy can be spoken only to the full grown. To enter into God's New Testament economy, into God's eternal plan, requires that we grow and mature in the life of God. After our regeneration as believers, although we may no longer be newborns in the life of God, we may still be babes, easily tossed by waves and carried about by every wind of teaching, deceived and led in craftiness with a view to a system of error, being tricked by Satan. We need to grow and mature in order, on the positive side, to comprehend the revelation of God and to know his economy and plan, and on the negative side, to not be deceived or tricked by Satan.